remember Sister Margaret. Margaret got out of hospital on the Lord's Day evening and is recovering at home and still waiting for a procedure to be carried out. Horace is still in hospital, so we commend him to you for prayer. Sarah Moffat took on well this week and collapsed at work, but things are under control, and we're glad that she's back at home again. Pray for Sarah. And we appreciate you remembering David Jr. David was battling with COVID, still is, since he was tested positive on Christmas Eve. And I think he's turned a corner, so that's good. Thank you to those who have remembered him. Reverend William Beattie is very ill in hospital and in need of prayer. And then there's a delegation that has gone to Uganda. They started the journey yesterday and they arrived there today, and this evening have made their way on down to the school to meet our sister Noreen. In fact, Noreen met them at the airport. So the Reverend David McMillan from our mission board, he has gone. Mr. Alistair Hamilton has gone, and also Alistair's son Glenn. And Glenn will be staying on. These men have gone out for 10 days, 2 weeks, I'm not sure exactly the period of time. But Glenn will be preaching there physically every week, God willing, through the month of January. And then our own David McCauley, in the will of God, will be going out for the month of February. And then there's another going out for the following month. So do keep these things in mind. Let's pray together. Keep this before you, our text that we've been looking at now for nearly 2 years in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God has given the promise, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Almighty God and gracious Father, we still our hearts in thy presence tonight as we draw near to thee in prayer, as we come through the merit of Christ, as we seek to stand upon the only grounds of acceptance, and that's the grounds of the blood, the grounds of redemption. We thank thee for the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And so it gladdens our hearts as we come to the meeting tonight and as we come now to prayer, to know that there's one in the glory and he's representing us, he's praying for us. He's seated on high at the right hand of the Father. He's been there since his ascension to glory. And he has his church upon his heart, our great heavenly high priest. He bears his people upon his heart, just like the Old Testament high priest did. And Lord, we are glad to know that as we meet here, the Savior is with us. He's praying for us. He's watching over this gathering. He has our best interests at heart. And Lord, we do want a meeting with God tonight. We want to draw near to thee with that full assurance in our heart as we do so, that God Almighty will draw near to us. And Lord, we want to give ourselves afresh to the Lord as we have commenced this year already. We've had our watch night together. We have had our Sabbath day services, our first Sabbath in the house of God. We come now to the first Thursday night. And this time, this evening, as we meet for prayer, as we meet for the study of your word, we pray that the Lord himself will abide with us, and that he will speak with us, commune with our hearts, and that he will do us good, that he will fill us with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you tonight that thou art a great God. You guide us, you direct our way, you support us. We've been singing about these things tonight. And Lord, we want that to be so this year, at every function, at every meeting, at everything that is organized by the church, whether it's a worship service, a gospel service, a time of prayer, in the children's work, in the youth work, want the Lord to be here directing our way all the year through. We cannot do this work without thee. We are co-laborers together. The Lord Jesus is the great King and head of the church, and we are members of one another and members of his body. And Lord, you've given to us in Hebron that function, and we pray that we will function well together, that thou will bless us and bless the work that you've called us to. And be pleased, Lord, to add to the church this year such as should be saved. We're looking to thee for many souls to be converted to Christ in this very town where we live. Lord, among them, among the first fruits of this year, may our families be found in that number. There are still those who have an unsaved partner in life, who have children who know not the Lord, who maybe even have aged parents and they're still strangers to your grace. Brothers and sisters, family members, Lord, and it is our prayer, our heart's desire, that you will bring them to Christ this year, that this will be the year of their conversion, that the Lord will unite our homes in the Saviour. Remember those that we mentioned tonight who are sick and laid aside. We pray that you'll continue to be with our sister Margaret. We remember Horace in hospital. We pray for Sarah for a full recovery, for David too. Remember the Reverend Beatty in hospital. Lord, you know his need. And to each and every one sick and laid aside, names that we've mentioned and others perhaps that have not been publicly mentioned tonight, but they're in our minds, they're in our hearts, we pray that God will bless them and strengthen them and raise them up from any sickness that they have. And Lord, remember those that have traveled to Uganda today. We know that this visit will be a tremendous encouragement to our sister Noreen. We thank thee for her faithful labours over the past 2 years especially. We thank thee that she has stayed by the stuff. She has continued to labour, and oftentimes in a lonely way. But the coming of our brethren to Uganda, we know will be an encouragement to her. And so we pray for the Reverend McMillan, our brother Alistair, his son Glenn, as they are there to do work for the Lord, as they are there to represent the board and take various meetings, preach the word, visit the school, visit different aspects of the work, go down to see Pastor Joel as well at his school. Be with them in every journey that is taken, in every meeting that is held. And may their coming to Uganda be a mighty blessing to those that they meet with. We pray that God would remember the school when the children come back officially on Monday, as schools recommence in Uganda after such a lengthy period of time being off. We pray that you'll be with the children, bring them back safely and protect them every day. So Lord, meet with us now. We do ask these things in the worthy and the precious name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen and amen. That's just a wee picture of the men arriving today. So I'm assuming that the weather is better where they've come to, because there they are in their short sleeves. And here we are in our jumpers and coats and hats and everything that needs to be worn, as the temperatures have gone down to 4 or 5 degrees through the day. I want to bid you welcome to the house of God this evening and in this meeting tonight, and those that are able to join us on the internet listening in with us tonight, being part of the fellowship here. The weather is cold, and we're meeting in this building tonight, the church building, just a wee bit on the colder side, and the heat's on, getting built up again. There was a wee problem with the boiler. We hope it's fixed and ready for tomorrow night and reasonably warm. And just in case it isn't, bring your coat with you. It means if it's warm, you can take your coat off, and if it's not just as warm as you'd like it to be, well then you can keep your coat on. And if you're listening in tonight and you're planning to be with us tomorrow night, and we trust that many will join us for the missionary meeting, well then you've heard that announcement. We have had a great week of prayer. Every morning this week the ministers have gathered to seek the Lord together, the students likewise. We have had two men from the United States and Canada joining with us. We're very glad to have had fellowship with them, and they've preached the word of God to us as well. And the seasons of prayer have been very good, and many needs have been brought to the Lord. And it's always a good way for our denomination to start the year. Now, as we announced, the missionary weekend begins tomorrow night. We're not having a Saturday night meeting, but we are in the will of God coming tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Various reports will be given. Joanne Greer, Joy Gillespie, and as announced, the live link up with Uganda. And they have all the technology tested. Last Sunday night after the meeting, there was a link up with Noreen and wee adjustments to get the picture and the sound all right. And if that comes together the way that it did last Sunday night, everything will be fine. So you pray that the technology will not fail, that the internet will not fail, especially on the Ugandan side, and that we'll have a really good meeting tomorrow night. Know much of the presence of God, the challenge of what we hear, and remember the Reverend Harris, Chairman of the Mission Board, Minister of Analong, as he comes to preach the word, give the missionary challenge. I trust that you're really praying for this weekend. God will deal with us, deal with you and me, burden our hearts for his work. Even if it is just on the local front here in the church, there's a great work to be done. There's little being accomplished, really, and we need to redouble our efforts this year. And then we want to pray that young people will be touched of the Lord and their hearts will be open to his call. The call will go out. It's a call from God. It comes from the pulpit, from the men that he sent over this weekend. But nonetheless, it's a call from God. And we want individuals to discern that, to hear it in their heart, and to give a ready response to it. Here am I, send me. Saturday morning, the open air will take place in the centre of the town at 11 o'clock. So we encourage you to come and stand with us in the gospel. Just also on Saturday, the fundraising event to do with the school has been postponed. Yeah, just keep that in mind. We'll give the details later when it's reorganized. We continue in the Lord's Day with prayer at 8 o'clock. And it's going to be the second early morning prayer meeting of the year. But we're still encouraging you to start the year as best as you can. And if possible, get to the early season of prayer as often as you can. We would love to see you every week. If you can't get every week, come once a month, and that would be a great encouragement as we start the Lord's Day together. Sabbath school, 10:30, Bible class, 10:30. Missionary weekend continues then, the worship service. Alejandro Bernabeu has prepared greetings for us, and he will be giving that greeting and giving a wee update of the work in Cortigas Nuevas on the Lord's Day at our noon service. And I want to preach on the preaching of the universal gospel. And I trust that again we'll feel the burden of that and the challenge of it. At the evening service, 7 o'clock, and there will be a time of prayer beforehand at 6:15, we will have reports from around the world. Particularly, we will have a report from Dipankar, one of our own members now, studying at the Whitfield College of the Bible and serving the Lord in so many ways in the land of India. And we're looking forward to hearing from him. And then we'll put together a video presentation on Asia, just a wee update of what we've been doing over the past year or so in four particular countries of Asia. Keep in mind that this continent is a very large continent. It has within its population over half of the population of the world. There's one continent, something like 4.7 billion people living in Asia. And of course you think of China, you think of India, so massive parts of that continent. We're going to sing together 404. Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. And let's sing this with joy. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Let's all stand to sing.
Jesus, my Lord, will I forever from him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me.
this final verse again. Joy floods my soul. Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Praise God, now I belong to him. Those of you that were at the watch night service, and if you weren't, it wasn't being broadcast, so you didn't have the benefit of this little reading. We didn't get to preach on it, and it's just a short message tonight. I said I would bring it at the next prayer meeting. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Can everybody hear me okay at the back? I don't know whether there's much power in that. And if anybody knows how to use sliders and you think you need a little bit more volume, just slide it up a wee bit.
The one that says pulpit.
The one that says pulpit, all right. It's maybe marked, the new thing's marked, isn't it? I don't know what you touched there, but I haven't got this now. So we've been like some people, there's loose wire. So there we go. Let's read these few verses together in the heart of Old Testament history. Verse 16. By side, thy son of Jesse, peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. Ending our reading there at verse 18. Let's unite in prayer just for a moment, please. Our Father, we thank thee for this week and for the minister's time of prayer. Thank thee for the blessings of your word that we've listened to and for the seasons that followed at the throne of grace. Thank thee for tonight's meeting, our own prayer meeting, and for the meeting that will take place, God willing, tomorrow evening, and we just commit ourselves to thee, especially in the Word. There's never a more valuable time than in the Word of God when we listen to what God has to say to us. And we've read this passage, and Lord, we believe already you've spoken to our hearts. Oh, blessed Spirit of God, come and abide with us now and speak to our hearts. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So just to put a wee title on the text tonight, it's what you see here, avowing our loyalty to Jesus Christ. That's what I want you to do. I want you to do that tonight. I want you to do that in this meeting. You maybe have done it already as this year has commenced, but we certainly want to do this kind of business with God this evening. And as a little springboard, we have this text tonight in verse 18, where the Spirit of God comes. Of those who came to David at different times to avow their allegiance to him, some of them came before the death of King Saul, when King Saul was persecuting David. Others came when David was made king over Judah in Hebron. They came to give themselves to him and to avow their allegiance to him. And then there were others 7.5 years later who came when David was made king over all Israel, over all the tribes, and they avowed their allegiance to David. In our short reading, it is the men of Benjamin and Judah who come to David when he was located in some stronghold in the wilderness, in a time when King Saul was still alive and reigning in the land. David was out to meet them, to make sure where their loyalty lay. And he declares, as we've read this evening, if ye become peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye come to betray me to mine enemies, saying there is no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. I think that we understand this kind of language today in all walks of life, and especially in the work of God and in the battles that we fight in the cause of the gospel and Christ's kingdom. If there are those who come to join us and their hearts are with us and they come peaceably, as David speaks here, then we can say with David, our heart will be knit with you, and we will be one together in the cause of the Savior. But if you're coming for some other reason, well, we'll just leave it in the hands of the Lord. I think that's what David was doing here. We'll ask the God of our fathers to look thereon and rebuke it. So the head man, Amaziah, he steps forward and he declares where they stood as far as David is concerned, to avow their allegiance to him in the words of our text. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thy son of Jesse. And he declares a message of peace, and he recognizes that the Lord had been with David and the Lord had helped David. And so David welcomes him and the men that had come with him, and he receives them. It is very interesting to note in passing that the Holy Spirit moved this chief captain to declare loyalty to David. Then the Spirit came upon Amaziah, we are told. The expression "came upon" literally means to clothe. It was a spirit of strength, a spirit of courage, and a spirit of a sound mind that wrapped itself around this man, Amaziah. He was covered, he was clothed with the Spirit like a garment. In a short, concise, yet very powerful manner, he asserts his devotion, true-heartedness, and unwavering commitment to David. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thy son of Jesse. This is the kind of loyalty that we need in God's work. We need that kind of loyalty, the one with the other brethren and sisters, but especially we need that loyalty to the Lord himself. We need to be able to say, as we serve God in the body of Christ, that we are knit together, we are loyal one to another, but we want to avow that particularly to the great King and head of the church, our blessed Lord and Savior. As I read these words of Amaziah, as he spoke of his allegiance to David, I couldn't help but think of the greater David, David's greater son, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. A man that is filled, a man that is clothed with the Holy Spirit will undoubtedly declare words like this to Christ. He will say something like this: if I can just take these words and paraphrase them, make them applicable to what you and I ought to say, should say to the Lord tonight, thine are we, King Jesus, and on my side, thy son of the living God. And my eyes thought, as we say goodbye to the year that has just passed and we start a new year, what better way to finish and to start than by avowing our love, our devotion, our esteem, and our faithfulness to our blessed Lord and Savior. To have finished a year and to begin this year, 2022, with this solemn declaration: thine are we, King Jesus, and on thy side, thy Son of the living God. And there are two key phrases here that I'm just going to simply leave with you tonight. Words that I trust that you will say to the Lord that you will avow to the Lord tonight in this very meeting, in your heart. Now, the first one expresses a strong affinity, and it's simply in the words, "Thine are we." You ought to mark that if you haven't got it marked already in your Bible. If you don't mind marking your Bible, you want to encircle it or underline it in some way so that it stands out. You want to be able to say this to Christ, "Thine are we." It is of eternal worth and value to be able to express words like this in truth from the heart, a changed heart, a loving heart, a heart that is full of affection, gratitude, and joy. "Thine are we." Oh, dear child of God this evening, we are the Lord's dearly beloved people in special relationship and connection with the dear Son of God. As we sang this evening, and I don't think we've sung to him for a long time, I was just thrilled in my heart to be able to sing these words to Christ. "Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, not for eternity. Thine are we." And there are certain ways in which we are the Lord's. We can say tonight, "Thine are we by blood." And brethren and sisters, here is redemption. We are bought with a price. We are redeemed, and the word "redeemed" means to purchase, it means to buy. We are redeemed not with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Christ has purchased his church with his own blood, in whom we have redemption through his blood. And here we are led to the cursed tree. And there upon that center cross, as the Lord Jesus is lifted up as the sacrifice for our sin, he is pouring out his life's blood. Why? To redeem us, to purchase us, to buy our salvation. And so, "Thine are we by blood." We can also say tonight, "Thine are we by covenant." Christ has brought us into covenant relationship with himself. He has brought us into personal union with himself. We have the unfailing promises of God to his chosen people. Promises, a covenant that was made in the great eternity, way back before this world was ever called into existence. There, God in Trinity and God in unity, sitting in council the one with the other, drew up the great covenant of grace. We have nothing to do with the drawing up of that covenant or the exercising of that covenant. But it was a covenant that was made by God among the members of the Trinity. And it was a covenant to do with you and me, as the Lord would bring us into union with himself. "Thine are we by covenant. Thine are we by adoption." Praise God, tonight Christ has made us his sons. We are brought into the family of God. "As many as received him, to them give he power or authority or the right to be called the sons of God, even to as many as believe in his name." We are in the family of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are thine by adoption. We've been adopted into the greatest family of all. And then we are thine by the new birth. We have experienced the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit, who worked effectually in our hearts, bringing about the change necessary that we might embrace Christ. We could never have embraced him of our own. We needed the work of the Holy Spirit, the regenerating work, the life-giving work of the Spirit that enabled us to look away from our sin and look to Christ and call upon his name and be brought nigh to him by the new birth. Thine we are by the new birth. And thine are we by eternal decree. Before the heavens in order stood, or earth received its frame, praise God, we were chosen in Christ from the foundation of the world. We rejoice in that tonight. So this first phrase expresses a strong affinity, and we're able to say, thine are we. We're able to say, thine are we in all these things. Thine are we by blood, thine are we by covenant, thine are we by adoption, thine are we by the new birth, and thine are we by eternal decree. But then there's a second little phrase, and this second one proclaims a sincere loyalty. Because just as Amaziah and the men that came with him are able to say to David, and on thy side, so we can say these words to Christ, or we ought to. The Benjaminites and the Judahites who came to David that day were either on his side or they were on the side of the enemy. There was no middle ground. They were either for David or they were against him. And that is so with our Lord and our Savior. What side are we on tonight? Can we say in truth, thy side? Blessed Lord Jesus, thy side. I'm not on the side of your enemies, nor am I on the side of my enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. No, Lord, I am on thy side. I avow my allegiance to the rightful King. I submit my way to him in all things. I will fight his battles. I will support his cause. I will defend his name. I will honor his commands, because he's my Lord, my God, my King, my Savior. Indeed, he's my best friend. I'm on thy side, King Jesus. And that's where I want to be. Brothers and sisters, I'm putting it to you tonight that this is the way to finish the year that we've come through and to start the new year. By proclaiming where we stand in relationship to Jesus Christ. Thine are we and on thy side. As we go forward together into another year of service, let us determine in our heart this sentiment and this desire, thine are we and on my side. As we face every challenge, and there will be many challenges this year, as we fight every battle, and there will be many battles to fight, as we contend with the world, the flesh, and the devil, as we stand for the great truths of the gospel, as we promote the kingdom of Christ among men, both locally here in the church and further afield, as we seek to take ground from the enemy and occupy until Jesus comes, we must abide. Thine are we, and on my side. And I'm asking you to do that now, right now in this service, to bow before the Lord in solemn declaration to Christ and say, thine are we, and on my side. Will you do that now? Dear elder, God has called you with a holy calling into the position that you occupy in this congregation to oversee the spiritual things of this church. Dear deacon, likewise, it's a holy calling by which you've been called to serve in the committee of this church. Dear Sunday school teacher, as you labor among the children this year, dear youth worker, children's worker, as you labor among the younger children this year, dear prayer warrior, as you come and storm the throne of grace and pray for the work, dear child of God, are you going to say tonight, thine are we, and on my side? In a moment or two we'll sing the hymn, I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, as it told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. I'm asking you, dear child of God, in the light of God's word tonight, in the light of these men who came to David and avowed their loyalty and their allegiance to him, will you do that to David's greater son, your Savior, your Lord, and your King? Let's just bow together in prayer. might be a strange question to ask in this meeting tonight. Are you saved? Because normally, usually, at the midweek service, it's God's people that come together. We come to pray, and that generally is the exercise of the people of God, those that know the Lord and love the Lord. Maybe that there's one here and you're not saved. It may be that there are those on the internet tonight listening in and you're not a Christian. And we do have people listening in who make no outward profession of Christ. You need to settle that matter first and foremost, that you're saved, that you're in Christ, that you are the Lord's people. And then for all others, genuine Christians who love the Lord tonight, to be able to come and say, "Thine are we, and on my side." Just going to give you a moment or two as we wait upon the Lord. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, just to take away any distraction. Just now in your heart, as you feel exercised before the Lord to speak words like this, will you say to the Savior, "Thine are we, and on my side"? And you avow your allegiance to Him, your loyalty to Christ, as we begin this year together. Gracious God, just as David went out to meet these people, when they came to him at this particular stronghold, and they came to just ascertain where they stood, did they come peaceably? Did they come to support him, to avow their allegiance to him, to say what they came to say, "We're thine and we're on your side"? We believe the Lord would come by tonight just to see where we stand at the beginning of this year, to see if we're going to enter this year knit to Christ, saying to our blessed Lord and Savior, "Lord, we're thine and we're on thy side, come what may." As we face this year of service, as we face this year contending for the faith, battling for the truth, seeking to uphold the great name of our Savior among men, following Him, serving Him in whatever capacity we can, Lord, we want to say tonight at the beginning of the year, Lord, we're loyal to Thee. And we pray You'll give us grace to be faithful to Christ in every way possible, as we seek to serve Him in the next 12 months. Abide with us tonight and do us good. Bless those in this meeting and those listening in. Help us, Lord, to give ourselves afresh to Christ for Jesus' sake. Amen. So we sing together 412, "Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord. Needless to say in our hearts, I am thine, O Lord. I've heard thy voice as it told thy love to me. Long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee." May you say in the words of the chorus, "Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord."
In the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to Thee.
first three. I'm just going to record it, okay? So look happy. I know you do. For our ministers this week who are still unwell, Reverend Paul Simons and Dr. Lindsay Wilson. We're still not back a year later preaching the word and still not able to focus very well. Think of the Reverend Simons, and COVID's had a very adverse effect upon him, and it doesn't even feel confident to pray in a public way because COVID has fogged up his mind. So we really need to pray for our brother Simons. And Dr. Wilson is waiting for an appointment in London to try and get to the bottom more of what's going on in his life. Tonight is the night that we remember very specially our Christian school. So we do want folks to think about that when we come to the wee time of prayer. And then good to give this solemn declaration to the Lord on the first prayer meeting night. Give yourself afresh to him. That question is asked in 1 Chronicles 29:5, who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? And I trust that you will say, I'm willing. And in the text tonight, thine are we and on thy side. And say that to the Lord. I want to thank those who have joined us on the internet, part of this service tonight. We're going to let you go and we're going to have our wee season of prayer. We're just meeting perhaps for the full hour, maybe just a little bit past 9 o'clock. And then we want our elders to stay just for a few minutes, please, after the service. But to those that are listening in, good night and God bless you.